I have Pete Aldridge from the Urban Monks and Ciel sitting in the studio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Hello, family and friends.
Hello, family and friends. This is so cool that you guys are here.
Thank you for having us.
And this is our brand new space because the last time we were, you know, doing the Numis Beatles thing, we were in the other space. This is our brand new space.
Yeah.
And now you're here because, well, there's a few things that are going on with you right now. But actually, next Friday, the 25th, you have a show at Queen Street Commons.
That's right, we do. We are promoting the release of our first single from our new album.
Yes.
Probably due out in April, but I've been saying it'll be done in a month or two, but I've been saying that for like a year, so we're hoping April, but we're ready with this track for sure.
And we have that track here, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah,
we do. That's so cool.
Yeah.
You are also doing a special, there's a video screening happening. What's going on at this Queen Street Commons show?
Okay, well, it's going to be a really great night. We've got, to open up the night, we've got Mr. Rob McPhee,
yeah,
who is lead singer from Vacuity.
Yes.
And he's going to be there with his solo project that's called Outer Islands. And he's going to do a short set for us to open up the night. And then after that, we're going to have the screening of the video, which is exciting. This is the video for the first single from the track, or from the album. And the album, or the track is called Hook in My Mouth.
Hook in My Mouth.
Yeah, so we're going to play a short set that night. So the night goes from 7 till 9.
Okay.
And it's Pay What You Can.
So pay What You Can? Okay. And how long have you been working on this new album? I think I've heard you guys practicing across the hall, actually, sometimes.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. We've been working on this album for 2 years. It's been a long process. We started recording the tracks 2 years ago in November, so now over 2 years. But, you know, it just takes so long to get things the way you want them. Well, I don't know. Shorter time for others, but for me, it's taken a long time.
Well, that's, you know, it's everybody has their different ways of working. So,
yeah.
And you were busy too.
If this is my full time thing,
with the Beatles thing,
yeah,
and the Numis thing, which was a gigantic success.
You know?
So that was amazing.
It definitely took a lot of time. The Numis shows take up a lot of time.
They do take a lot of time, and so it was time to get back to the Monks.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to preview this? Would you like to play something live?
Oh,
you and CL?
Well, we do have CL here.
We do have CL here, and or would you like me to premiere?
What track? I don't care. What would you guys want?
I don't care.
Why don't let's listen to the track, and then we'll play something live.
Okay. Okay, we'll do that.
Cool.
So here it is. I think this is a premiere, isn't it?
It is.
What's the name of the track?
The track is called Hook in My Mouth. And actually, you know, Sound FM, we were really happy after our first album. We were number one the weeks following. Our album was number one on this station, and I think this is the only place where that was the case. So I'm really happy to be here to put the track out.
We love you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Wow, is all I have to say to that. Well, Primal Pete.
Primal Pete.
Primal Pete. That was
is
very...
Is it primal? Does it sound primal?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of wild and primal. Very cool. Kind of on the roof, kind of Abbey Road versus Revolver type vibe to
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah?
Sure. Beatles references are always okay with me.
What else do you? What can else can you tell me about your new album?
Oh well, listening to that fills me with a lot of gratitude for a few people in particular.
Okay.
Rob McPhee being one of them. Who?
Hi, Rob.
Yeah, Rob, who not only is going to be playing with us on Friday, next Friday, but also he was such a huge part of this album in terms of the production and engineering of the sounds. And Nick Iden over at his studio, Brixton. And Dave Nye, who's been in the band forever, who
yeah.
I love. And Ryan Kimmich, oh my god. The chorus section that goes, that thing, that's all Ryan. And Ryan like made that track so awesome. So,
well, it's very cool. Is the rest of the album going to sound like that?
Well,
is
it's pretty varied, I hope.
Varied?
You know,
okay.
Like every time I
not
do.
Not like that, but I mean, what kind of range are we looking at
okay,
here?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a few tracks that don't have any drums on it whatsoever, and it's sort of like a bit softer than that, you know? I'm really rooted in that, like, 60s rock music, so I think there's a lot of that influence. But if Which people want to hear some of these tracks, they should come out, because we're going
to
we'll
come out to the. You're going to be playing, you're going to be premiering tracks from Hook of My Mouth. Which
yeah,
is
or from that. Well, the album is going to be called.
What's the album going to be called?
The Empress and the Devil Reversed.
The Empress and the Devil Reversed?
I think so. I haven't told
Okay, that's a working that. Title.
That's a working title. Okay. All right.
We don't know
from
yet.
Everyone here tells me maybe.
No, no. Wait, no, that's. No. Yeah. Yeah, a title in progress.
Yeah, title. Who knows yet? We'll see.
Very cool. And so, if people want to come and hear all your new stuff, they should come down to
yeah.
Queen Street Cons.
Well, you know,
which is a great place.
We could play another one from that if you wanted to at some point. But it's up to you. Like we could hit play and hear another one if that's.
How many tracks do you have on this?
Well, there's like 15 on that.
Thing. I saw that.
Yeah.
Why don't we? You guys are sitting here with your instruments, and are they all tuned up and everything ready to go here?
They're as tuned as we know how to make them.
Yeah. I always like, Lynn Jackson was here, and she's like, oh, I have to get my guitar warmed up, because it's kind of cold in here, right? So after a certain, actually, it's nice in here now, but it gets kind of cold in here, and the instruments are kind of going,
yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure that everybody's technically cool.
Well, I hope so. You never know.
Yeah.
This mandolin here. See, I'll tell a little bit about that mandolin.
Yeah. Yes, that's an amazing mandolin.
Yeah, this mandolin is 72 years old. It was my granddad's He bought it in 1942 when he got out of the war, and he played it to my grandma at their wedding. And he'd play it to my mom when she was a baby, and I just recently acquired it as my own, so I'm learning how to play it. Pete's actually teaching me.
That's amazing.
So we can play a few songs. It's an antique, though, so it falls out of tune in the cold rooms.
I have my brother had a mandolin, but it doesn't look like that. That's a totally different, totally different model,
like,
of it.
How it's, old it is.
It's very old, but it's lovely. How do you find it difficult? Do you play guitar as well?
I play a little guitar, but it's so tiny. Like,
yeah, the frets are a lot so closer small, together.
You almost get a cramp in your hand, you know, pressing them down. And the strings, these are the original strings that he had on them from the 40s. So
They're
really old and tight.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to break because they're so durable. And
I know. It's I played a little bit of guitar, and my brother had a mandolin. I used to try and play on it. I'd be like, I can't even get my fingers to do what they're supposed to do because the strings are so close together. So I always admire anybody that can play mandolin because I think it's a very difficult instrument to learn how to play.
Totally. Definitely. And there's 8 strings to follow to tune. So once one goes, it doesn't
once start. One goes, that's it. That's basically, that's right. Peter, how many instruments do you play?
Oh, I don't really know. I don't play a lot of them well, really. I don't know. I sing.
Like, yes.
That's what I'm best at.
Yes.
And I play guitar, which is probably my second pathetic. Sadly, that's what I'm second best at. And then I play piano, and I'm learning cello right now.
Oh.
Have you heard me across the hall?
I have actually heard some celloing. I've heard some celloing. Yeah, Peter's a pizza neighbor. Oh, no, it sounds great. It sounds wonderful. Okay, so... how about we do an intro, figure out what song you would like to play,
and then
we'll just take it away.
Sure. This is a song by a group called Modest Mouse. I'm going to stand up.
So Modest Mouse is awesome.
Yeah, Modest Mouse is great.
Okay.
And this song is called Sleepwalking, and it goes like this.
Okay.
You want us to just go?
Yeah.
Maybe should I? Oh, yeah, I'll do this.
So excited now, sleep walking, I'm sleep walking. The white trash boys listen to their headphones, blasting white noise in the convenience store parking lot. I hung around there wasting my time, hoping you'd stop by, cause I'm sleepwalking, I'm sleepwalking. Left town for a week, so we raided the liquor stash and walked by the riverside. Sleepwalking, I'm sleepwalking.
That was exquisite.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. Thanks.
That was beautiful. That was Ciel and the lovely and talented Ciel and Peter Aldrich here.
Thank you.
From the Urban Monks here at Coral FM Live in the studio. I'm so thrilled to have you guys here. That's just a beautiful song.
Isn't that lovely?
Yes.
They're great. Modest Mouse.
Why this song? Why particularly this song?
Why this song? I don't know. Ciel, why this song?
We've been looking for songs to sing together. We've been playing all like around on Southern Ontario, and we needed a nice duet
Yeah.
And it sounds good with the mandolin.
It does. It sounds. You harmonize very well together.
It's nice. It came really naturally. Nice. Like, we just started playing together in the summer and just like, okay, we need to play more shows because this is awesome. On the 25th, when we do this show, CL is going to come up, and one of my new originals that isn't on the album but will be on the next one, CL is going to play one of those with us. So, great.
Yeah. Should we go back to the CD?
Sure.
Is there a track?
Would you like to hear another one? Let's go with track three.
Track three?
Maybe. It's called The Sorrows of Young Werther, or maybe just Sorrows. I don't even know yet. Jeez. I gotta make some decisions, don't I, people? I just don't know. You know, it's hard to know.
Yes, Peter, certainly do. Right, well, here is track three, whatever it's called.
It's called Sorrows.
Okay.
Or The Sorrows? I don't know. That sounds stupid.
I like Sorrows.
Let's call it Jimmy. I don't know.
I like Sorrows.
Sorrows? Okay, here we go.
On Coral FM. That was Sorrows. I just named the song.
Sorrows. It's called Sorrows now. Thanks to you. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is something else that you're involved in right now, too. And that is another Numis project.
Yes, it's true.
Blum,
we got back. We did the Numis thing last year with the Beatles concert series.
Yeah.
And this year we've done one already, but we're doing another Bob Dylan show.
Yeah.
February 14 and 17 at the Jazz Room.
Yep. And how'd the first one go? I missed the first one.
Oh, but that's okay. I didn't hold it against you. It went well. It was a lot of fun. I didn't know a lot of those Bob Dylan lyrics before.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many of them.
Yeah.
It's really like the songs are so long.
They're long and intense and kind of, yeah, so. Lyrically. Yeah.
So, yeah, it went well, though. And this next one is like, it's called Blonde on Blonde and Beyond.
Yeah, I know. It's quite a mouthful.
Yeah.
Why? You know, I was just down in New York recently. A friend of mine took me down, I was around Bleecker Street, took me to a place called The Bitter End.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where Bob Dylan and Patti Smith and so many more people got their start.
Yeah.
Little tiny, you know, barn and wall place. Really yeah. cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like about, I know you're a huge, do you see any similarities between John Lennon and Bob Dylan?
Well, I do, yeah, in that they're both like awesome and they're both really lyrically really creative. I think John never really considered his lyrics as so much until he heard Bob Dylan. And
yeah,
Bob Dylan,
right.
I think, was a big influence on him in terms of like writing, you know, personal, reflective lyrics.
Poetry. God, yeah, amazing. Totally. I mean, I just played Tangled Up in Blue. Do you have a favorite Dylan song right now?
Man, it's hard to say. I liked some of the stuff we did in the last show. Like, I really like Talking World War III Blues, which I got the chance to sing at that show. And from this upcoming show, well, there's lots of material that I really like from Blonde on Blonde. Visions of Johanna, I really love.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a soft spot for Stuck Inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
Oh, yeah. That's a great song. Yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to, it's like 20 to 7.
Yeah.
Shall we play another, would you guys like play another live piece? Or would you like to?
We could do something. You want
to
do like Babies in Black or something? We could do a Beatles song for you.
Yeah.
We know you love.
Okay.
No, I'll just do it.
Guitar hook, I don't know.
Babies in Black is one of my all-time favorite songs.
It's one of your faves?
It is.
My face too.
That one, and what's the other one? Yes, It Is. That's my other favorite.
Yes, It Is great.
Yes, It Is. Is great.
Apparently
so
that was John's attempt to rewrite. What's that one that they had that was before that? This Boy.
Oh yeah. Yes, It Is is way better. This Boy is good, but Yes, It Is is awesome.
Yeah,
I loved it. Yes, It Is.
Please don't wear it.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you guys would sound amazing in harmony.
Yeah.
I think that would be
a great
song.
Idea. All right,
okay.
That's my ideas. Live on the air, ladies and gentlemen.
Live on the air. Okay, here's.
Oh dear, what can I do? Baby's in black and I'm feeling blue.
Tell me,
oh, what can I do?
Left out a part because I'm suffering from a cold, getting over it, and I don't want to sing the high part and be like, ah!
Yeah. Oh, that was great, you guys. Okay. That was so cool.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up here in a few minutes as we're. Yeah, I'm not. I had a flu shot today. Maybe that wasn't the best idea. I want to play one more track off of the album title In Progress here, and we want to talk one more. We want to tell people I will be talking about this next week on the show too. Next Friday, Queen Street Commons, New
right.
Urban's Monks material.
That's right.
Rog McVee from Vacuity is opening up. There's a special video screening. you can't miss it. It's going to be great.
And it's pay what you can, so really.
And it is pay what you can. Yeah, it's a great location. I mean, it's, you know, an awesome location on Queen Street. What other track would you like to listen to?
Gee. I don't really know. Why don't we go with, because I can't think of the numbers of each track offhand, let's just go with number 2, because I know what that one is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it might start out a little loud. I don't know. You'll have to.
Okay, I'll just.
This isn't the mastered version of this.
Okay.
So it's.
Okay. We're going to do one more track before we go. Which track did you want?
Are we going to do another track?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then we're going to wrap up.
Four.
Track 4? Now, does this have a name?
Yes. I can't remember what it's called. Oh, Straighten Up. Sure, let's call it Straighten Up.
Straighten Up? More new Urban Monks on Coral FM. Then we're going to wrap it up in a couple of minutes here. Actually, I don't promise, but...
It's through the eye you can be yourself, but don't expect too much. Kind of man with a mastery of all the land, and don't get sad, just push it down. Motor brick, gasoline, mouthwash, Egyptian can, you don't see enough is enough, but don't worry. Enough is enough, but don't worry.
Straighten up, put on your tie. The way to the heart is through the eye. You can be yourself, but don't expect too much. Be a man, the right kind of man, with a mastery of all the land. And don't get sad, just push it down. Motor, brick, gasoline, mouthwash, Egyptian king. You don't see enough is enough, but don't worry, don't worry. Yeah. You do yours now tonight, and everything will be just fine.
Okay, that is the last track from the Urban Monk's new CD, which is a working title in progress at this point. But CL and Pete, thank you so much for coming in. This was great.
Thanks for having us
at this very special time. And I will mention the show again next week on the radio. But don't forget, Friday, January 25th, Queen Street Comics between 7 and 9, right?
Yes. Urban Monk. Don't miss a second of it, because it's going to be action-packed.
It is going to be action-packed. Lots of great musical talent all in one room, and it's a great space to see a concert.